conclude today's show, I am joined by local plant diet enthusiast, Dr. Greg Feinzinger. Hi, Greg. Thanks for joining.
Hi.
Dr. Feinzinger's work. Recently, you've written a new book called Enjoy Optimal Health, 98 Health Tips from a Family Doctor.
Correct.
Fabulous. And then I am also joined by Dobby and Kent director Rita Marsh and Peter Goldstein via phone. Peter, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Fantastic. And you are the president of the Hippocrates Docs, right? Dear, here via telephone, obviously, about you're doing a talk called Just One Thing for Health. And it's a series. It's happening. You're going to bring in Dr. Joel Furman as well, Saturday, April 6th, 7:30 at the Third Street Center, kind of combining into this spring into wellness theme. It is going to be April's first Friday. So there's all kinds of things to talk about. And I thought I'd have all three of you on together. But Dr. Feinzinger, I think Let's start with talking about this book. You've got 98 health tips from a family doctor. What are some of the tips? What was the genesis for this book?
Well, I was a family, physician at Glenwood Medical Associates for 42 years, and in family practice, where we should be anyway, interested in prevention because we see people cradle to grave, we deliver babies, see people in nursing homes and everybody in between. So after a couple of years of that kind of practice, we start seeing people with totally preventable illnesses. So we start thinking, or at least I started thinking, gee, maybe we ought to be preventing some of these illnesses instead of just treating them after they occur. In about 2003, I found out that almost all heart attacks, the main cause of death in this country, are preventable. But it doesn't happen because of follow the money, like so many other things. But I started a heart attack and stroke and diabetes prevention center at Glenwood Medical. And I've always written like handouts for my patients about different things, depression, blood pressure, heart disease, things like that. So after I retired 4 years ago, I wanted to kind of keep my hand in medicine, and so I started doing free consultations one morning a week, and I started writing a weekly column for the Post Independent. So I've been doing that for 4 years now. So I thought, so a lot of people read my columns, asked me why I didn't write a book, and I thought, man, it's a lot of trouble to write a book. So I put it off for a long time, but I finally decided to do it about 6 months ago, and there it is.
This is an impressive six-month endeavor. I've got it in my hand right now. You know, this is not like a little glorified pamphlet. This is a 200-page book.
I know.
6 months.
So yeah, about 6 months.
Wow. Well, I guess after a 40-plus-year career, though, some of it must have written itself, right?
Well, I thought it would be easy because I'd already done all these columns. So mm-hmm. I picked 98 of what I thought were the most popular columns. And but, you know, it took a lot of editing, certainly, and a lot of proofreading and a lot of, you know, dithering about what the title should be and the picture on the front of the cover and all those things.
Of
and, then,
course.
And then finally an index was the last thing.
Oh, nice. Well, I want to kind of touch on something that you mentioned very early on about, you know, how it should be preventative care, right?
Right.
But that's certainly not always a doctor's experience. And so, you know, you go through med school and you sacrifice so much in the passion of helping people and helping them live an optimal, healthy life. When you get into the industry, though, in this country, like you said, follow the money, that's not always the case. When you got to write this book, did you feel a little bit like, ha, I have something tangible that's like, no, gosh darn it, this is my protest, as it were, and it doesn't necessarily have to always just be treating the big, expensive, but very preventable, you know, catastrophe?
So medical school is really all about treating diseases that have already happened. You know, it's all about pills and procedures, basically. And I think that as well is a matter of follow the money. But You know, it took me a long time in my career to figure out that it's so important to prevent diseases like heart attacks, and they can be prevented. And as a matter of fact, most of the chronic diseases that we spend so much money on in this country and that people suffer from and die from, I mean, diabetes, heart disease, cancer, things like that are preventable mm-hmm. by simple lifestyle changes.
Yeah, yeah. Just looking through your book, some of the specific tips, is it mostly food-oriented? Is it lifestyle? Is it a little of column A, a little column B?
Yeah, it's a little of both. I mean, some of the tips are about antibiotics, about immunizations, about back pain, about high blood pressure, you know, common things that people present to family doctors with. But certainly when I'm talking about treatment and prevention, a lot of it's about lifestyle modification.
Sure, sure. What's something that you find yourself kind of over the course of your career saying over and over and over again in terms of lifestyle modification? What's one of those like major tips? I come to you, I'm struggling, I've got early signs of heart disease, possible diabetes if I don't change something kind of thing. What do you tell that person?
I tell them to, number one, exercise every day for at least 30 minutes a day. Hard enough so he could talk but not sing is what I tell people. And to eat more fruits and vegetables and whole grains and less meat and dairy and so forth and refined foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so much of the grocery shelves are stocked with those refined foods.
Well, it's important to spend your time in the grocery store and the produce department.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's great. That's great. I want to incorporate but pivot a little bit into the this talk that's happening on April 6th. So I don't know if, Peter, if you can still hear us. And Rita, please,
sure.
Can you talk a little bit about what your goals are for April 6th?
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity to bring one of the country's leading experts in nutrition. Dr. Furman has got a diet style known as the Nutritarian Diet, and he's in Aspen every year doing a ski week and lecture series, and this year he wasn't doing a public talk in Aspen, so through Peter Goldstein's connection, the three of us got together and said, well, let's invite Dr. Joel Furman to Carbondale, and he will be here Saturday, April 6th, 7:30 p.m. at the Community Hall at the 3rd Street Center.
You said he's famous for a nutritionist diet?
What is Nutritarian.
Nutritarian.
a nutritarian
coined it as,
diet.
As,
and the idea...
Coined
it,
sir.
Oh, go ahead,
Greg, sorry.
The idea of a nutritarian diet is that everything you put in your mouth should be the maximum number of nutrients per calorie.
Got it. And Peter, what were you going to say?
I was going to say about the same thing. Dr. Furman has a formula. He says H equals N over C. So H being our health equals the ratio of nutrition per calorie that we consume. So he says we need to focus on the nutrition content of food and not so much on calories.
I like that.
And
can you speak a little bit, Peter, specifically, can you tell me a little bit about what the Hippocrates docs are?
Well, Hippocrates docs is, you know, Hippocrates is considered as the father of Western medicine. We quote him as saying, let food be thy medicine. And he's also credited with writing the Hippocratic Oath that most doctors and lots of other healthcare practitioners take. To say that they'll treat people, do no harm, and help everybody. So as it turns out, he was right. So 2,500 years ago when he said, let food be thy medicine, he was right. And unfortunately, as things are right now in our culture, most doctors have not had any nutritional training in medical school. A few have, and there's a lot of momentum for the doctors who get this and who help their patients and talk to the public about food as medicine. And so Hippocrates Docs is here to celebrate the doctors who get it and the doctors who are actually in process of reversing the chronic disease epidemic. So our mission is to support these doctors, and it takes a lot of other practitioners also to help people make this lifestyle change. And that's really what it's about. It's looking at our lifestyle and making lots of changes, because we have decades of practicing the wrong eating habits, the wrong lifestyle, and we've actually been brainwashed to believe things that are scientifically, medically proven to be untrue and harmful.
Can you give me an example of that?
Certainly. I mean, the milk industry itself, for instance, they spend something like $250 million a year telling us how important and how healthful milk is. But in fact, the research is showing that because of milk, because of the hormones and the antibiotics that are fed to cows, that's very damaging. In fact, it's been a trend for girls to reach puberty at a much younger age because of the milk and because of the hormones contained in it. And in fact, I was talking with one of Hippocrates' docs, one of our contributors, who's a pediatrician, and to my shock, I mean, I'm totally shocked at this, she's telling me that we have 12-year-old girls now coming down, being diagnosed with breast cancer, and they're linking it to the milk.
Wow. Holy cow.
You know, and absolutely, holy cow. And the research
no pun
is
intended.
Showing that... Yeah, right. The research is showing that children born today, this is for the first time in history, children born today have a shorter life expectancy than the previous generation. And that's all linked to lifestyle and diet.
Wow. Rita's here shaking her head. Yes, yes, that's so true. Rita, can you talk a little bit about your
involvement? That's our passion.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rita.
Well, I just want to bring into the conversation that First Friday, Spring into Wellness, is happening mm-hmm. Friday night, majorly at the Carbondale Rec Center, as well up and down Main Street. And we've invited lots of businesses who are involved in health and well-being of our community to be involved. And Greg will be there with his book, and Peter is going to be there talking about the Just One Thing for Health program that is coming up. So we invite everybody to come out for First Friday, Spring into Wellness, and that launches us into Dr. Furman's talk the next night.
That's so great. Well, we are so lucky to have such a collaborative network. Real quick, I've got just a couple seconds here, but Dr. Feinzinger, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your book, where could they find it?
excuse me. They can find it on Amazon and at local bookstores.
Perfect, perfect. Yeah. Enjoy optimal
as well
health.
And at Spring into Wellness. And at Dr. Furman's talk.
Yes.
Lots of options.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you all so much for joining me. I really appreciate all the work that you're doing. And it's so refreshing to hear people talking about food as medicine. So thank you for joining and the work you're doing in the community.
Thank you, Megan.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for
thank
having
you.
Cheers.